Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
More than just the headlines, lots of insight, if you know what I mean. An inventive group of ladies have joined me. I'm Doug Steffen with the Jennifer Horn presence, Victoria Keithan presence, Jay Kirshner presence, and most importantly, your presence. So I think the big deal that we ought to talk about this hour, one of the many big deals that we can squeeze in here, is the fact that, according to the CDC, now this second, as the winds change, things change. If you're fully vaccinated, no more masks. Woo-hoo. So I went out to dinner with some friends last night, and they we went around the table. Yep, everybody's had their shots. So no more masks. And I went into a couple of places.
Oh, the restaurant changed that
yesterday.
Already?
Yeah, we changed it. We just
no, but I know, but a lot too. Of restaurants are still doing the same protocols.
Well, I didn't go in through the front door. I don't know what the front door sign says.
Oh, you sat outside?
I sat outside.
Oh, okay.
And, so I didn't really spend much time.
I was going to say, that was a quick turnaround.
Well, yeah, we went out to eat yesterday, and there were signs everywhere of, like, you know, masks are still required, please. And
yeah. So we did. But have you noticed the sentiment had changed? I went out to dinner with my mom because she left town again, and so before we went, I mean, everybody in the park, I actually heard someone in the parking lot go, I don't need this anymore. I'm vaccinated. Like,
I know.
Even,
yeah.
even in California, it's amazing. And so,
well,
I
of course,
like,
your governor
myself.
Has said we don't have to wear masks anymore because
not until June 15th. Though.
Oh, I see. When's the election? Surprised he didn't make it
until probably not until
right.
the end of October. Because
oh, surprised he didn't make it October 15th.
But you have to have plenty of months to forget about it, so that
yeah.
right.
you
right.
can't remember yeah. how dumb you were.
That's it. Yep. Yep.
All right, I just so I don't know. Feeling. I laugh about the way that people were like, "Oh, those Neanderthals in Texas, remember?" It's like, "Oh, those idiots for removing the masks." And now it's like, "Okay, well, everybody can now. It's fine."
Well, if you're vaccinated, that's the problem.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the
but
that's
who's
the
gonna prove that? Who's gonna yeah? Who's gonna well, know that you've been
in
vaccinated
New York City? They're checking vaccination cards.
Really, your you papers, know. Please.
Yep.
Welcome to Nazi New York.
It's creepy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is kind of creepy. It is creepy.
I don't. So I have no problem. Why did you get the shot then? If you don't mind, you know what I mean. If you don't want to,
I didn't
if you
say,
don't care
I had a problem.
To,
I don't care.
I know
I'm
you
gonna,
like to be contrarian, but I'm just saying.
Yes,
if
I do.
You didn't want to get the shot, then you know I understand that. But people who got the shot
don't
then what's
do
the
crime unless you're
proving?
Able to do the time.
Yeah,
that's it. Okay, so the state of Ohio, Mike DeWine is the governor there. They have decided they're going to go all out to get people to get vaccinated. It's like Publishers Clearinghouse for the state of Ohio, right? Every week until what? To what point? There's $1 million prize every Wednesday. It's like the lottery for what? The next 5 or 6 weeks, I guess. Beginning next week, the lottery will provide $1 million for 5 weeks. So if you're older than 18, because you can't play the lottery. Of course, we all know how irresponsible youngsters are under the age of 18 and how immediately at the age of 18 they become extraordinarily responsible. And so you can buy a lottery. It's like a lot of other things that become
arbitrary. If you're younger than 18, though, you get scholarship money,
including
full tuition and room and board. It's full college scholarship, so that's a big incentive for someone under 18 to get vaccinated.
Right. Yep, it's
I'm sensitive
deal.
About the lottery. Do you guys want to? Did you hear the story out of California? I think it kind of started blowing up the other day.
No. Go ahead.
So someone bought a lottery ticket and won $26 million.
Whoa! Yeah.
And didn't claim the ticket. And it was supposed to be claimed by, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday of this week. And if they didn't claim it, they lost the money.
How is that?
Everybody's
that's not
like,
supposed to be the way
I've never
the
heard of
works.
That. Yeah, yeah, there's a deadline. You have to claim the money by a certain time.
And I get so, it. You snooze, you lose.
Well, yeah, but gosh, there's a lot of money. If that's your ticket and you finally
you win,
won,
you win.
It on
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, right. exactly.
I mean, what are they going to do with the money? They set it aside. They don't have, like, a runner-up winner, right? They so I don't
they
know.
Send
anyway.
It out to people in California to make sure it's signed by Governor Newsom so you'll vote for him. Excuse me.
He'll extend the lottery money, right? So, so the big search was on. Who won this lottery ticket? $26 million unclaimed. Well, it turns out this guy bought the ticket, knew he bought the ticket, ran the ticket through the laundry. Ticket's gone. Can't collect the money. Knows he can't collect the money because the ticket's all screwed up.
Wow.
Yeah. Is that pretty bad? I think I could never complain about anything again after hearing that story. I mean, how do you
turn into Eeyore and think everything in your life will fall apart?
Right?
From
you
that
literally washed
on.
Away millions money. Of dollars.
Yeah. Yes. It's, I mean, I would want to know. Like, if I were stupid enough to do that, I would just want to, like, live in ignorance. But
can you imagine
if
it's like his wife who ran the laundry load that did it?
No.
Because I'd want to do it myself, so I can't blame anyone.
It became such a story that everybody was looking for him, and so finally he came out and he's like, it was me.
What a shame. That's
so
too bad.
Sad. I know.
It is. All right.
You would think they would do something. But
this will ruin your weekend.
Anyone.
The following story will ruin your weekend.
We're already
the story
there.
Of Spencer. We're already there. Thank you.
We're already
ruining
it.
We're already in
the weekend.
Yeah, I know.
No, we've
Spencer
already ruined it.
Silver was working in a laboratory in 1968 when he discovered a unique formula that was sticky. Worked for the 3M company. And now for $1 million, what does 3M stand for, ladies? This has nothing to do with the story, but let's see if we can.
No idea.
Really?
I feel like I used to know, but I don't remember anymore.
Yeah. All right, Jay, your turn.
I'm trying to Google it and cheat, and it's not going fast enough.
Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing is what 3M stands for. And they did all kinds of things with the stuff you use at home, like Post-it notes. So this guy was the one who created the formula. Figured out how to do it. He looked for a couple of years for a practical use for the adhesive, called it, quote, a solution waiting for a problem to solve. In 1974, his colleague, a guy named Art Fry, came up with the idea of using the adhesive to prevent paper bookmarks from falling out of his hymnal when he was in church. The product was called Press and Peel. It was in they put it in a memo pad. 1974 is the year. Actually, it wasn't sold in store until 1977. It didn't really take off until the early 80s. It was renamed the Post-it Note. So there's the rest of the story. He passed away at the age of 80 yesterday, the Post-it Note. So how much money do you think that was worth, ladies? Something simple and easy.
Probably
like that.
Nothing, right? Because he was working for the company when he developed it.
Well, I think
he probably
went off.
A Christmas bonus, I hope.
Yeah, that's kind
I thought
of,
it was, wasn't it Romy and Michelle who invented it?
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Who are
somebody
Romy?
Else please tell me you're thinking about Romy and Michelle.
Who are Romy and Michelle, please, for the unwashed?
They invented the Post-it note. And they told everybody at their high school reunion. Really? It's a movie, Romy and Michelle's high school reunion, and they want to impress their former classmates, and so they claim that they invented the Post-it note.
Such a funny movie. It's Lisa Kudrow and, what's her name I'm blanking on? Paul Sorvino's daughter. Mira Sorvino.
Mira Sorvino.
It's right. a really cute movie.
Speaking of people who had an idea that didn't get very far with it in the company they were working for, Michael Bloomberg, you'll remember the story, he was working for Merrill Lynch. When he was 23 years old, out of school, went to work on Wall Street, and he came to the fellow who was his boss and said, I got this idea for a computer program. You want to hear it? And the boss said, no, thanks.
No, thanks. We're fine.
Yeah, right. So Bloomberg went to the higher-ups. He just kept going until he finally decided they didn't want to have the benefit of what he thought or what he knew, really, he knew. So he figured out a way to get a couple of friends to help him with the money to get it going. And the rest, as they say, is history. After Merrill Lynch had the opportunity to put $30 million into it to get it going, at the very beginning when it became marketable and they saw what Bloomberg had done, they gave him $300 million so they could get started with it as not proprietary, but to have the first ones, if you will, on your block to have it. And now it's everywhere. The guy's worth $150 billion.
Well, it's the standard, though, for Wall Street. I mean, he knew that the traders needed that instant access.
Yep.
And so, yeah, that's it was he saw, like the guy with the Post-it. You know, he invented the glue before the Post-it came along. So, you know, it's, I'm always fascinated with how inventors' brains work.
Yeah.
You know, it's, they're all cuckoo, but it's they're interesting.
Well, Bloomberg, I still maintain. Somebody asked me yesterday. I don't remember if it was here or I was having dinner last night. We were talking about who would you have preferred to be the president. And I said, I'd hands down, Michael Bloomberg. I know we were talking about the mayor's race because I had dinner with a guy who's running for mayor is going to beat the current mayor. And so we were just talking about these other sort of politicians that weren't politicians. And speaking of Bloomberg, he's giving Johns Hopkins University $150 million of that cash he's got to diversify their science, technology, engineering, and math programs, their STEM PhD programs. The minorities applying, only 11% of students at Johns Hopkins in the STEM PhD program, which isn't really representative of the overall population, according to the university. So that's where the money is going. Bloomberg, for his work, said, quote, STEM fields play an increasingly important role in developing innovative solutions to a wide variety of challenges, yet the STEM PhD programs don't reflect the broad diversity of our country, so creating more equitable opportunities for more students is critical. This is so Bloomberg. Really, very, it really is. It's really very much from the Bloomberg playbook. It's going to create a lot of new pathways for students who come from black colleges and universities, minority-serving institutions who pursue PhDs in STEM fields, that sort of thing. So good for him. That's a good bit of news and information for this week as we look over the charts. Talkers Magazine doesn't have that story, coincidentally, in the top 10. But we do have California politics in the top 10. Jennifer, you'd be excited to talk about that when we imagine. Coming up on 18 After the Hour, getting healthy is an extraordinarily important thing to do this time of year, any time of year. But when you want to look good and feel good, the weather's been so great here where I am the last 4 or 5 days and continues to be the kind of weather that you really want to be out in. And you want to be able to run around and do all kinds of things. And you can't do that easily if you're way overweight. So fix that problem by going to toploss.com, buying the only product that's in existence in the world that doesn't have any stimulants or drugs or that sort of thing in it to help you lose weight and keep it off. If you use the DJV code on checkout, you get 90 days free and no shipping charges. That's toploss.com, the natural way to lose weight, keep it off. Use the code DJV at checkout.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
All right, is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne, CPA, went MIA. To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99 for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yeah. 23 after the hour. No distractions here. Right to the reunion that you've all been waiting for. The trending info, courtesy of our social media and its guard. Jay Kirshner is here for an explanation of what you have been hoping for. Many of you, if not most of you, have been waiting for a long time. And using Victoria's favorite word, finally, it's here. Let's find out what it is after this.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. That's 800-601-8850.
All right, so, Jay, it is your pleasure, your honor, your job to tell us what we've been waiting for, and now we're going to find a solution to the problem when. Yes?
May 27th. The Friends Reunion Special has a release date. It is happening this month.
Yay!
Really?
I thought they were filming this month. I didn't know it was going to be released already.
They've wrapped filming and everything. The special, the episode drops May 27th. And the Friends, most of it is unscripted. There's going to be a small scripted element. But none of the casts they're not playing their characters from the show. They're all themselves. I will be honest. I was kind of hoping for a little bit of, not so much them playing themselves, but I was hoping for them playing fictionalized versions of themselves. Kind of like when Beverly Hills 90210 came back and did their little special thing where they were all playing fictionalized versions of themselves trying to get the show back. I thought maybe they'd do something along those lines, but this seems like it's just one of those, all the cast getting back together, probably the creators. There's going to be a lot of guest stars, Cindy Crawford, Cara Delevingne, James Corden, Justin Bieber, Reese Witherspoon, who played one of Rachel Green's sisters in the series.
They're bringing Tom Selleck back. I love that.
Yeah, Tom Selleck. I forget his name, but the guy who played Ross and Monica's dad
is going to
be back.
Oh, Tom
Richard
Selleck,
was
sorry.
Amazing.
So are they just going to be there talking about the roles that they played, these, like Tom Selleck and James Michael Tyler, that Maggie Wheeler is going to be there, Reese, as you said. So are they just talking about the roles they played when they were on
Probably.
Friends? Yeah.
That might be that. I mean, they really have been pretty hush-hush about anything that's going to be going on with this.
But if you don't have HBO Max, you're out to lunch. This is going to be a – if you ever thought there was a time when one of these streaming services is going to add viewers, this is it.
They did in December for Wonder Woman, and they got millions and millions of people. And now to me, HBO Max has the most to offer of any of the streamers so far. That's where Mare of Easttown is. With Kate Winslet, there are so many critically acclaimed shows that are on HBO Max. I think it's worth it. It's pricey. It's the most expensive one, but it's worth it.
Well, so how much they paid them, what, $4 million a piece for this? I've forgotten what the number.
Something like that.
Crazy
right?
number that they all got for putting this together. So anyway, it'll be fun. And I'm not one who's necessarily a fan of Friends, although when I'm on a plane ride, I do, or usually if I can see an episode or two, I'll do that. Because it is just kind of fun to see them all together. Some of the acting was never very good. It was always overdone. By a couple of the other people, like Schwimmer, I think, was always an over-actor.
But it was fun. It was a fun show.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
His character was so annoying, though. He kind of had to play it up to that level.
I suppose. All right, 28 after. This is the DJV show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top one minute tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of migrant children have been welcomed by the Biden administration and given to caretakers in the United States as part of the government's program for unaccompanied minors. But no one in the administration knows what's happened to them. The agency in charge will not answer questions about efforts to keep track of these vulnerable children. The Department of Health and Human Services has denied media requests for information about how many kids have gone through the system since President Biden took office. Top Republicans say they hope to find middle ground on some of the White House's top priority issues, including President Biden's infrastructure proposal and the American Families Plan. While speaking to reporters after the meeting, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he and other congressional leaders agreed to work on defining what infrastructure is. He said, quote, "I think I'm safe in saying there is certainly a bipartisan desire to get an outcome," end quote. Well, we've made it through another week. Welcome to Friday. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As the Department of Homeland Security told Americans this week, the U.S.-Mexico border is closed and no one is getting into the United States illegally. Boots on the ground in the area dispute Washington's assessment. Cochise County Sheriff Mark Daniels tells Fox News state leaders are frustrated with the Biden administration's lack of support.
We have an administration that refuses to accept, acknowledge, and lead this issue. And that's the border security issue here on the southwest border. In my sector of the state, the southeast corner of the state of Arizona, and this is a national security public safety issue. We've had 60,000 getaways. These are people that have been seen on cameras that have got away from the Border Patrol and my office that are now somewhere in the country. 60,000. That is a lot of people. We have a camera system here in Cochise County that looks at entries, smuggling. We're 10 times higher this year than last year. We've had over 11,000 illegal entries, 800 pounds of illicit drugs, and we've had 38 drug smugglers off our camera system. It's frustrating because when we hear this Biden administration and the Secretary of Homeland Security say we have control on the border, I don't know what border they're talking about. The biggest problem is we've focused on the immigration side. We've deployed our border agents off the border into processing and child care, which leaves the border wide open, which that's when the cartels step up. They're watching this, they're smiling at it, and they're exploiting our southwest border.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Targeting what's going on. This is the DJB program at 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Korn. Jennifer Korn, where'd that come from? Hi. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, or Victoria Heelan if I want to move the two letters around. Jay Kirshner is here. How do you do? I was just looking for ways to get oil, hydraulic oil that'll plug leaks, and I came across in my...
That's weird. That's what I was just doing.
Were you doing that too? Yeah. The clickbait here. I came upon
your clickbait is weird. If that's what you led you to, your clickbait
is
strange.
I just saw Jennifer Aniston with no makeup on. Whoa.
Yeah. All right. And then Jason Sudeikis
hydraulic
didn't have
any hair. Fluid.
So, yeah. Now I found the Show Dog Prep School site where you can bring your show dog. So this would be good for everybody who's got a dog. We can take Daisy, the two Daisy Mays, Jay. You and I take Daisy May to have a little lesson in how to prepare for a show. And then an online event that is an evaluation of your litter. So if you have a lot of cat litter around and you want to find out what's in the cat's body, you just take this in for a sample, and they'll tell you what's in the cat's body. Thought that was fascinating, right? 35 now past the hour. You've wasted a moment of your day.
Okay.
By the way, speaking of time spent well, tomorrow is National Armed Forces Day. It was something that came back as sort of it was a holiday set up after World War II by President Truman, the single day celebration for all of the branches of the military. And it seemed kind of neat because that was when they started right after World War II, the Department of Defense, and everything is in there. So Armed Forces Day, celebrated the third Saturday of every May. And also something very important, you'll hear on the download, the DJV download, that's currently available at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, the reason I think Liz Cheney got the shaft. So you can hear that conversation if you'd like, and other things, too, that are very important. Our discussion of Israel has gone on this week, too, and that's one of the big things on the charts from Talkers Magazine, the violence over there. So, Victoria, what's the scoop? I guess they've sent troops into Gaza, right? Looks like that's what they're...
That was the original report. However, just after midnight, an army tweet from Israel clarified and denied that troops had entered Gaza. So, but in the last, there was a 40-minute barrage on a tunnel that Hamas has taken control over. So, it's been a pretty violent night, no matter what. And so, it's, you know, the situation doesn't seem to have any end in sight. It continues to go, and
wow. It hasn't ended since 1948. It's just been on
right.
Either the back burner or on hold, but the anger and the hysteria
is there.
That was
the conflict between Palestine and Israel. I mean, what we're seeing right now is Hamas.
Yeah,
and now
we've
learned. I mean,
they use it. You know, that they just use it as a pretense to, you know, make trouble, blow things up, do whatever.
And Israeli Jews. I mean, everybody is dying with these rocket attacks. Mm-hmm. It's not like there's just one side. I mean, everybody's being impacted by this.
100. And, right. Go ahead.
And the leader of Hamas even said, I mean, because usually you would think that they don't want to go after Israeli Arabs, they want to go after Israeli Jews. But they said the desire to remove the head from every Jew is, you know, there's casualties of war, essentially. I mean, this is the guy who leads the group that's just lobbing rockets into this area. And it was revealed, and this is a pretty big deal, because it hasn't happened, I think, since like 2005 or 2006.
2004.
Yeah, that Hezbollah has gotten involved now. So now you have Hezbollah shooting in rockets from Lebanon. You have Hamas shooting in rockets, Israel firing back. I mean, this escalation is probably kind of getting to the point where it's going to be the worst that we've seen if it continues on. I think the last one, what was it, like 50-something days of this back and forth?
Yeah. This is feeling like this is going to turn into just a full-blown war. Gaza, militants in Gaza have already fired 1,750 rockets towards Israel. That's just since Monday afternoon. Israel's bombing campaign has now killed at least 119 people, including 31 children and 19 women. That's coming from the Gaza-based Palestinian.
The Iranians will say, look, we'll tell you how, look at how lousy those are.
Well,
Israelis are killing all those civilians. That's
right, but then on the other side, 830 people have sustained injuries on the Israeli side. So it's a mess. It's horrible.
Well, it's clearly motivated by Iran, hatred that the Ayatollah has. Why didn't somebody just shoot him? You know, I'm surprised that the Israelis haven't, by the way, because once the Ayatollah's gone, there's nobody around that has the same attitude as this old fart. And it makes things. One person, isn't it amazing? It's kind of like Hitler. You think that one person would never be able to get as much influence or power in the world we live in because there's so much information. Even going back to the 1930s, when Hitler made his deal to become the chancellor, it's amazing how people, I maybe can make correlations to what's going on today with some of the people that folks follow for whatever the reason. It just seems, do you not think for yourself? And why do you have to have somebody like the Pied Piper bring you to some place where you think you want to go instead of thinking it through yourself? It amazes me, frankly. And that's part of our educational system. It's always been a weakness, I think.
But in the case of the Palestinian people, though, Hamas doesn't care about the citizens at all, but yet they also claim to represent them. So, you know, if you're just an average Palestinian person trying to live your life, I don't think that's a case of following the Pied Piper. You're just trying to survive when you have a militant group who claims to be on your side but also uses you as a sacrificial lamb. It's horrific. At least in Israel, they have a democratic government. You know, it's not like, you know, you can, that's why, you know, look, Netanyahu's failed four times now to establish a government. So, you know,
he's still there, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's still there, but, I mean, it's, you know, how many more elections can they possibly have? So who knows? Maybe this will, you know, make a decision either way. You know, this might tip the scales.
Yeah, up or down. Yeah. All right, speaking of tipping the scales, we've had a big to-do here in this country with the pipeline and the hackers, and now it looks like the pipeline company has paid the hackers off with $5 million in crypto.
Mm-hmm.
So where does this
happen? This happens way more than people realize.
Yeah.
These hackers, they go after small. In this case, they bit off more than they could chew, and they're lucky that they got the $5 million because this caused, I mean, this was international headlines. That's not typically how they roll. They like to go after smaller private targets that just cripple them, pay us the ransom, and here's your data back, or here's your system back online, and they don't really want to make headlines. That's not their MO. They want to stay completely in the dark and under the radar. They just bit off way more than they could chew. And, you know, but the pipeline, they paid $5 million in ransom, and then and just to show you how clunky this was, once the hackers received the payment, they provided a Colonial Pipeline with a decrypting tool to restore the disabled computer network. However, the tool itself was so janky, sorry, not a tech word, but it was so janky and slow that Colonial Pipeline continued using their own backups to help restore. Essentially, they paid $5 million for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is a problem. It's kind of like when we all go, who would fall for those Nigerian bank schemes? Like,
right.
Who would ever send that Nigerian prince their social security number and their banking information? But obviously someone does. And obviously these companies do pay. And so there's a business now for this kind of stuff.
This is big business. People just don't realize that it doesn't make headlines.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, you know, this is where we need to have someone come out and say, we don't negotiate with terrorists. We don't do all this because we have to, even if you don't mean it, you have to say it. It just says people try to not do it anymore. I don't know. It just seems like a bad precedent, and the fact that it made headlines, I would rather we never even heard about it because the fact that it got splashed all over the headlines this week, it's just. Ugh.
Number three
not
on the top
a good
list
message.
From Talkers Magazine. Number three of the top ten. That's how important that was in terms of conversation.
Well, gas lines and everything.
Of course.
People on the East Coast think it's pretty important.
Yeah, it is. Hopefully, the price of gasoline went up 10 cents around here in one day, and then people say, "Well, it's only going to be temporary." But
I got gas yesterday. I'm in Jersey, and we know Jersey gas is cheap. But I got gas yesterday. It was $3.09. So that had gone up from $2.99.
Yeah.
So we went up 10 cents, but I heard...
It's 287 here, the average 285.
Oh, probably going to go
down. I paid $4.39.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What are you paying for gas down in Nashville, Jay?
It's just a couple cents more. It's still under $3, so, I mean, that's all we can...
That's
at the West Coast. That has nothing to do. You guys
know
because I'm
your taxes.
Right?
It's your government. What do you mean?
Someone saw a headline. Oh, okay. Well, you know, there's a pipeline somewhere that's backed up. So let's just raise the prices in California.
Yeah, of course. Yep. That's what it's about. 44 after the hour. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now MyPillow has given the same attention to what they do for their pillows to. Towels and slippers and sheets and even pajamas and bathrobes. You want the MyPillow bathrobe? You can save 30% by going right now to MyPillow.com and ordering it. Use the DJV code. You save 30% on a bunch of other things that are there as well. The pajamas that they have developed, the throw blankets, that sort of thing. I did see something. Remind me later on if we have time. With Mike Lindell doing something somewhere. I don't remember what it was. But every time we talk about MyPillow, somebody says, that's that guy. Well, yeah, it is that guy. And some people will not buy his stuff because of who he is. I know plenty of people who don't like him because of his association with Trump. But very interestingly, whether it's because the people who like Trump support the people who support Trump, But this guy's business has gone bananas. I'd like to think that it was because of pretty good products. And you can see them all. I think it's kind of an interesting American story. You know, regardless of where he is now politically, he's done something. He created something out of a life that was misery, and he explains that in his book. But what I like most is that the products are good. They're guaranteed, made in America, all that good stuff. So while you're there, take advantage of all the deep discounts on all of the MyPillow products, including the sheets and the pillows and that sort of stuff, and the new My Slippers. Get it at MyPillow.com. Use the code, the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Deep down, you knew it was coming, and you know there's nothing you can do to stop it. And now, it's here.
Tax-mageddon!
Federal debt now exceeds the size of the entire economy, and Congress continues to spend like drunken sailors. Taxes are going up, and your retirement savings are going to be taxed to smithereens. But there's one proven time-tested strategy that lets you legally pay zero taxes on your hard-earned retirement money. And you can learn all about it in a free report from Bank on Yourself. Get it now at LegallyPayZeroTax.com. This strategy also grows your wealth safely and predictably every year, even when the market tanks. And it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Yes, you can protect your money from the next stock market crash and from
Tax-mageddon.
To get this free report and save your retirement, visit LegallyPayZeroTax.com today. That's LegallyPayZeroTax.com. LegallyPayZeroTax.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with a one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep all night, every night. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep starts now with all Tempur-Pedic mattresses on sale and savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
What? 48 minutes past the hour.
Sorry, this just took me by surprise.
This is his song. 48 minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has a new class of inductees. And Victoria J. Dougie along momentarily. It was very funny. I had a little laugh on my show that I do in Los Angeles because on the list, not a lot of rock and roll people, but now this has kind of turned into the Music Hall of Fame.
Right.
Jay-Z, Carole King, the Go-Go's, Tina Turner, Foo Fighters, and the person you're hearing here, Todd Rundgren. And I said, I don't know who Todd Rundgren is. And so immediately, people everywhere started trying to hum and sing this song to me to get me to figure out who Todd Rundgren was.
This is terrible. I know this song. This is awful. I thought he was like a rock guitar guy for some reason.
Well, he is, I think. Okay, so I had to look it up, admittedly. So if we're wrong, tweet us, at DJV Show. But I was like, okay, who is this Todd Rundgren? And I guess he was known for, like, his musicality. Like, he would play multiple instruments.
Uh-huh.
He was a songwriter, a producer. But this was a song that he did himself. Phil, I have to use your point of reference here. Is that right?
That is right.
Okay. Phil's our...
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way.
End of the week brings us a review of the top 5 items in the world of technology, which is part of...
All right, so we've got the top 5 stories in technology, in the world of tech from this week, and there were some heavy hitters mentioned. So at number 5, Starbucks is weighing the option of quitting Facebook over hateful comments. And so they're reportedly weighing whether or not to leave Facebook completely and forever over a slew of hateful comments that they've gotten in response to posts on their platform. BuzzFeed obtained an internal Facebook discussion in which employees wrote that Starbucks may take down its Facebook page, which has more than 36 million followers, by the way, because the company is so frustrated by the negative comments they get when they post with regards to social issues or their mission and values at work, whether it's Black Lives Matter or LGBTQ or sustainability, climate change. They get overwhelmed by negative and insensitive hate speech. So Starbucks has struggled to moderate these responses, and their posts are now just, they're unable to disable their comments on the page, which makes it really hard to hide any of this negativity. So if Starbucks pulls their Facebook page, That's, I mean, they're a $135 billion company. They'd be among the largest companies to ever leave Facebook, and Starbucks would be among the biggest, including SpaceX and Tesla, which Elon Musk removed from both of his companies from Facebook in 2018. So the companies have kept their Instagram accounts active, which is still owned by Facebook, but they never went back to the platform. So we'll see what happens with Starbucks.
All right, number four is a focus on Uber and Lyft and how they're going to help the COVID vaccine effort.
The Biden administration has reached agreements with Uber and Lyft to offer free rides to get a vaccination through July 4th. The free rides will start in the next 2 weeks. This is part of the administration's push to get at least one shot in 70% of U.S. adults by July 4th. A new feature in the app will allow users to select a vaccination site near them. They follow some directions, and they redeem their ride. All you have to do is tip your driver. And Lyft and Uber are not being paid by the federal government for these rides. This is really just a lot of good PR. But the Biden administration is sharing data on 80,000 vaccination sites, so you should really be able to find something very close to where you live. I know in the past that has been an obstacle for a lot of Americans because vaccination sites have been too far away, and if you're limited with your transportation, then that's been, you know, something holding people back. And hopefully between Uber and Lyft together, this won't be an issue anymore.
All right, number three is an approval of those home COVID tests.
Yeah, the CDC's latest travel update states that international air passengers traveling to and from the U.S. can now use a self-test, which is sometimes referred to as a home test. This makes life a lot easier. You don't need a prescription. You don't have to go anywhere. There's one that's being touted as probably the most comprehensive and easiest to use. It's called Binex Now. It's a COVID-19 home test. It's one of the few on the market with FDA emergency use authorization. Doesn't require you shipping a sample to a lab. You do it right at home on a telehealth video call. It only takes 10 minutes or so, and the results pop up on the reader, kind of like a pregnancy test. And it's $150 for a pack of six tests, so you can do the whole family. And it can be used for children as young as two when the sample is collected by an adult. Everything gets monitored by the healthcare professional on the other end of the call. And then once you prove that your results are negative, it automatically gets uploaded onto an app. And right now, United Airlines is using it. If you want to use a different test, there's one from Let's Get Checked, and American Airlines is using that one. And oddly, it's $109 if you buy it yourself, but if you buy it through American Airlines, it's $120. So
we're American Airlines.
Very
nothing
American
special
Airlines.
In the air. Okay, number two, yep. Attorneys General after Zuckerberg.
Yeah, more than 40 attorneys general are calling on Facebook to abandon their plans to make an Instagram for kids under the age of 13. That one sentence alone should be all you need to say to convince anyone that this is a terrible idea. Facebook says, well, you know, kids are already on the internet. This way the parents will have more control. But on Instagram, you have to be 13 or over to use it, but they don't verify anything as it is. So it's kind of a mess. It's a terrible idea. I hope they don't move forward.
Number one, the FBI after the Russians.
Yeah, the FBI confirmed this week that the ransomware gang accused of crippling the Colonial Pipeline is a Russian hacking group called DarkSide. We've heard about them before. This is the biggest takedown that they've ever had. And it turns out the Colonial Pipeline paid the ransom of $5 million to get their system back online. But they ended up kind of using their own backups and really paid $5 million for nothing. So it was a big old waste of time and money, and now everyone has more expensive
gas. Not for the hackers.
Yep.
Wasn't a bad day for the hackers. Okay, yep. There they are. Top five tech stories of the week. Thanks, Victoria.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.